From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Flat ain't growing, Andrew.
No, look, I've actually been feeling a little bit more upbeat about the New Zealand economy in the last sort of couple of weeks. That sort of balance between those green shoots that are peeping out and the ones that are wilting seem to be favouring the ones that were doing well. I could see the upside, you know, maybe biased to summer and maybe into 2026. But yeah, yesterday's data hasn't really helped that upbeat mood. I mean, we're definitely seeing a slow improvement in the property market. We're definitely seeing resilience in, you know, commodity prices, dairy and meat. That lagged effect of interest rate relief will start to feed through over the second half of this year. But the card spending data released yesterday shows that all the good folk out there, they are not really spending yet. You know, it's not happening yet. So card spending declined over April. So this is Stats New Zealand electronic card transactions for April 2025. And retail spending was flat compared to the previous month, and that follows a 0.8% for the month before that. But if we look at total card spending, which fell 0.2%, that is actually the fourth consecutive monthly fall. So the annual change sitting at -0.3%. Core retail spending, if we take fuel out of it, it managed a very small gain, 0.2%, and the annual change without fuel, 0.8%. So the thing is, my expectations, I think, are now starting to, that we'll start to see small rises in these numbers, and we're kind of not. Look, there was softness out there in petrol prices, but that money that people were saving at the fuel pump wasn't being redirected elsewhere. So grocery spending picked up a little bit, but look, it's really evident that discretionary spending is weak. And what you're actually seeing in these numbers, Mike, tends to support what we saw in some of the commentary from some of the listed companies. Remember Briscoe's? Yep. You know, they said it's a challenging environment. Sky City also said the retail environment is challenging. So, yep, you're not out there spending yet, people.
No, we're not. Do you know why? Because we've all left the country.
Yeah, we've all gone. Yeah, net migration flow. There's the other piece of data from Stats New Zealand yesterday. Net migration flows have hit a two-year low. So net migration gain of 26,400 in the March 25 year. As ever, that will be subject to extensive revision. But this story's not a new one, Mike. Fewer migrant arrivals, record migrant departures, and there's no sign of that slowing at the moment. So net permanent long-term migration for the month, 2,500 people, which will get revised. Look, 12 months ago, so we're at 26,500. 12 months ago, that number was over 100,000. So it's a fall of 74%. That's a big number. What does it mean? Look, Mike, it probably reflects the fact that the economy is still a little soft. It hasn't really lifted. We can see that from the labour market numbers. So while the jobs market isn't getting any worse, it's not getting any better. What does it mean, though? What does low migration mean? So you don't get a lift in population growth. The labour force doesn't get a lift, and at the moment that's probably okay because the labour market's not looking that great. No. Less demand for housing, of course. Strong net migration had helped lift domestic demand, so it tended to flatter growth. Remember, there was the speculation, though, that this permanent long-term migration number could go negative. That hasn't happened.
No.
We got the international travel number as well. Yearly numbers, 3.32 million visitors. That's still well below that magic 4 million pre-COVID benchmark, but 3.32 million visitors for the 12 months to March 25 is an increase of about 137,000 from the 12 months to March 24. The problem we've got here is the actual March month itself. We had 311,800 overseas visitor arrivals. That's actually lower than March last year. So what we don't want to see is that sort of trend continue. And if we look at the breakdown, the Aussie visitors, they're doing the heavy lifting at the moment. They're coming. We've just got to get everyone else to come back.
Tell me the dollar's up and the oil's down.
Well, I'll try. So the Dow Jones at the moment, 42,043. It's down 97 points. That's about a 0.23% fall. The S&P 500, though, is creeping into positive territory. It's up 4 points. 5,891 is the mark there. And the NASDAQ, 19,124. It's up 0.6%, 114 points. The FTSE 100 lost 0.2% overnight, 8,585. The close there. The Nikkei down 55 points. So it was all quite quiet last night, really. The Nikkei, 38,128. Shanghai Composite did gain 0.86%, though, 3,403. The Aussies yesterday gained 10 points, the ASX 200, so barely moved, 8,279. We had a very small 7-point fall on the NZX 50, 12,779. Kiwi dollar, 0.5909 against the US, 0.9178 against the Aussie. against the euro, 0.5281. One Kiwi dollar will get you 0.4449 Great British pounds, 86.59 Japanese yen. Gold is weakening off a bit, $3,181. And Brent crude, yeah, it hasn't come down, Mike. Sorry about that. $66.36.
I won't shoot the messenger, though. Well done. Andrew Kelleher, JMIWealth.co.nz.